Mrs. Twinkle.
Maya put down her glass, once filled with deliciously cold strawberry milk, and carefully wiped the tiny milk moustache off her lips with a small blue handkerchief.
Yes, Miss Maya. Would you like more toast and jam?
Beamed the jolly cook. Mrs. Twinkle was always ready to feed the little girl, who, in her opinion, was far too thin.
Oh no, I couldn't eat another thing. But you know all the places and people around here. Have you heard of a house with a garden full of sunflowers? And whether anyone's lost a bear, rather like Kudo?
Kudo listened intensely, twiddling his little blue paws in the way he did whenever he was excited or anxious about something. He had been having a wonderful time with Maya and Hammy and loved them dearly, but in his heart of hearts, he missed his mama and Fuffa most.
Let's see now. A garden of sunflowers?
Mrs. Twinkle pursed her lips, one hand on her hip and a finger on her temple.
Deary me. Can't say that I have, Miss Maya. In fact, around these parts, we've got the most flowers, I dare say.
The little bear's ears drooped in disappointment when he heard Mrs. Twinkle's words. Maya squeezed his paws reassuringly.
Thank you, Mrs. Twinkle. But do keep a lookout, won't you? And let me know immediately if you hear anything.
The cook nodded cheerfully and left the music room, her tray laden with the remains of a hearty breakfast.
I'm so sorry, Kudo.
Maya hugged the baby bear, stroking his ears soothingly.
We won't give up looking for your mama.
Hammy nodded vigorously. He had grown quite fond of the little bear and would be very sorry to see him leave. But he understood why Kudo wanted to go home. Just then, the telephone rang shrilly in the hall. Muffled words drifted to the three young friends.
Oh, yes, sir. Around lunchtime? Not at all, sir. I'll tell Miss Maya.
Mrs. Twinkle huffed into the music room, her face pink with concern.
Miss, it's your Uncle Thomas. Your cousins will be here for lunch and he wants to know if you've decided about school.
Sighing heavily, she looked sympathetically at Maya, who had gone quite pale at the news.
I suppose I must decide soon, Mrs. Twinkle.
She said stoically, with a brave little smile.
What's happening, Maya? What's wrong?
Asked Kudo anxiously, slipping his paw into the little girl's hand to comfort her obvious distress. But Maya only shook her head, put Kudo gently on the chair and ran out of the room into the garden. Hammy gave a frustrated squeak.
Maya's uncle is one of the gardens, Kudo. He wants her to go to school with her cousins, Patrick and Clarissa. They're really not very nice children, and Maya doesn't want to go to Switzerland with them. But she may have no choice.
We must help her, Hammy. Mustn't let them bully her, huh?
Hammy pulled himself up to his full height of 4 inches and chirped boldly.
Of course not! We will defeat the nasty brats!
Hamster and Bear scampered from the room, ready to do battle with any monster that dared to hurt their kind Maya. It was a very subdued morning at first. Nothing that Kudo and Hammy did made Maya smile. Hammy tried an ant joke.
An army ant?
A militant!
Cried Kudo, marching up and down. But Maya only gazed at the sky distractedly.
An ant that's afraid of a mouse?
Elephant!
An ant's favorite jewelry?
A pendant!
The ant jokes came thick and fast. And finally, just as Hammy looked as if he was about to burst, and Kudo's head was reeling from so much lightning speed thinking, Maya gave a clear little laugh, shook herself roughly, and said ruefully,
Silly old me, Why should we let them spoil our day together? I'll think about school when I have to. Let's go to our secret treehouse.
She bent down, Hammy ran up to her shoulders, and Kato jumped into her arms. She ran as fast as she could to the bottom of the garden where the young friends had built a little treehouse in the great oak tree. The rest of the morning was spent energetically as a gang of swashbuckling pirates sailing the high seas. The dark green leaves were monster waves, threatening to dash their sturdy ship against evil jagged rocks. The gallant pirate queen and her trusted friends fought a stirring battle with a warship that towered ominously above them. The pirate queen was actually a princess. She was exiled from her kingdom by a greedy uncle corrupted by the lure of power and wealth. Determined not to bow to his tyranny, she had joined a band of pirates and now led them to free her people from the unjust ruler and reclaim her birthright.
Take that, you scoundrel!
Ooh, being a pirate is very hard work, huh?
And hang me at once, you charlatans!
Engrossed in their game of make-believe, the small friends were suddenly pulled up short by a stern voice calling from below the tree.
Maya, come down here at once.
Maya quickly scooped Hammy into her shorts pocket and signaled to Kato not to speak. Grasping the bear by a paw, she slid down the rope ladder and landed nimbly in front of a tall man. When he saw the man, Kato decided right away that he didn't like him. The man was handsome in a sullen kind of way. He wore a well-cut grey coat, a blue shirt, and a red and blue striped silk tie. He looked very rich, but also very unhappy. His lips were twisted in a petulant curl, and right now he was furious at being dragged into the garden on a hot day to find his errant niece.
You girl, did you know that you kept us waiting for nearly half an hour with your stupid games?
I'm sorry, Uncle. I forgot the time.
Mumbled Maya, hanging her head, though a gleam of defiance flashed from her downcast eyes.
Very well. Get cleaned up quickly. We won't wait on lunch for you.
Turning on his heel, the man stormed back to the house. In her room, Maya changed into clean clothes. She popped Hammy into his cage, whispering,
"Time to be a hamster, dear Hammy."
Hammy winked conspiratorially and began treading the hamster wheel in what could only be described as a slow and stately manner. Maya then kissed Kato on the head, put him on her bed, and spoke softly.
"Darling Kato, don't say a word. Pretend to be just a teddy bear for now."
Squaring her shoulders, Maya ran lightly downstairs to face her uncle and cousins.